Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. In Levittown, like much of our country, and in fact, over many places in the world, sports are a big thing. People like to associate with teams. Basketball teams, football teams, hockey, baseball, you name it. And if you're winning, you feel happy about that. It's even better. And as your team heads for the championship, wow, you start to get excited because you know that there's something ahead. You have a sense of purpose. There's a goal that you are striving for. And when you achieve that goal, you win. And you feel a sense of joy and satisfaction. But we all have to face the fact that when the celebrating is all over, there's kind of a letdown. I remember when the Eagles won, you know, everybody was really pumped. And then we go back to normal life once again. The season is over, and that's it. And that sense of purpose, that sense of joy, is now gone. And you have to find something else to do. Something else that gives you a sense of purpose and joy. Well, this experience is not unique to sports. But it's in about most everything else we do as well. I believe that we all want to have a sense of purpose and to have joy in our lives. Sports can do that, but it lasts a little while. Some people get into home improvement, okay? And that too is wonderful. We can devote and dedicate ourselves to that. Hobbies are good, and they help us. Well, today I want to show you where you can find a sense of purpose and joy in your life that is not going to be temporary, but can last for a long time. Today is Ascension Sunday. That day we remember how our Lord spoke one last time to his disciples. Then he ascended into heaven. Today we're going to look at Jesus' words and actions, and as we do, we're going to discover something. We're going to discover that we can have power and purpose in our lives. And we don't have to look down to the world for that sense of fulfillment. Rather, we can look up to the ascended Lord. And if we're looking for joy, and most of us are, don't look down, look up to our ascended Lord. Well, today we find Jesus and his disciples together in Luke chapter 24. It was a little after, over 5.5 weeks after Jesus rose from the dead. And Jesus gathered with his chosen disciples on the Mount of Olives. You know, it's interesting. There he was at the Mount of Olives. That was the place where Jesus was arrested, where he was taken away. And there, at the Mount of Olives, in that particular place called the Garden of Gethsemane, you could almost see that mountain in the distance where Jesus was to be crucified. But today, the Lord is with them in that spot, no longer crucified. He is risen. And his disciples are there with him. And Jesus had a few more things that he wanted to say to them before he ascends up into heaven. He wanted to remind them about their purpose in life and how that he was about to leave them. For the last 3 years, their purpose had been to follow him. For the last 3 years, their purpose meant to watch him. For the last 3 years, their purpose was to try to understand how each event in Jesus' life was the fulfilling of a divine mission, all that had been recorded in the Old Testament about him. Their purpose then had been to watch him suffer and die. Their purpose also meant to see him be laid in a tomb. Very soon, with the Spirit's help, they would come to understand all these things, but now they were done with all of that. They were done with learning. They were done with going, and now they were going to be given a new job, a new purpose for their lives. Take a look at what Jesus tells them in verse 48 and following. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up their hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Witnesses. That's what Jesus wanted his disciples to be and to do. To be part of his team. Now this was to be their purpose in life, to be witnesses to people. I took the liberty of going online to find the definition of a witness. That is a person who has knowledge of an event or a person based on their own experience. And they were witnesses of Jesus' ministry. They were witnesses of Jesus' crucifixion. And soon they would all piece it together and understand why every bit of Jesus' life mattered. Now they were to be these witnesses. Now they are part of God's team. And they will join God in telling the greatest story that has ever been shared. Because God has come to save the world from the penalty of sin. And because Jesus rose from the dead, all who believe in Jesus can rise from the dead as well. And as a Christian today, that's our purpose. Not too long ago, we celebrated Easter, and through God's word, you watched as Jesus suffered and died, and you witnessed how he rose from the dead. Now, even though you didn't see those things, you heard about it, and you believed it with your hearts. And God, the Holy Spirit, helped you to understand why Jesus died and why Jesus rose from the dead. He was your sacrifice. He was substituted for you. Today, your purpose is to be a witness of these things to others. That's why you're here. And that's why God has put you here on this planet, to be a witness. Sometimes I think we get confused about the purpose of our lives. We get sidelined into many temporary, earthly purposes to earn a living, to be a good son, to be a good daughter, to be a good mother, a father, or a spouse. All these are very good purposes. To look to help other people, that too is a good purpose. But there's something deeper, something more spiritual that is keeping you here on this planet. You are witnesses of these things. And you are a witness for Jesus. In other words, God has called you to be on his team, to witness to what Christ has done for you and everyone. And so it's time to have little conversations with your friends, with your family, about the deeper things in life, about the God who wants to offer us eternal life. You know, one day Jesus is going to return, and we need to be ready. And we want our friends and our family to be ready too. After talking with the disciples, Jesus performed one last visible miracle for him. He lifted up his hands to bless them, and just as he did that, he rose into heaven. He ascended into the sky right before their eyes, and eventually he was hidden by a cloud. So what did the disciples do? We're told in verse 52 that they worshiped Christ there on that mountain, and then they returned to Jerusalem, but they returned differently. They had great joy in their hearts, and they met with each other in the temple courts, and they were praising God for the things that they had heard and seen. If you're looking for joy in your life, a deeper, longer, lasting sense of joy, look where the disciples looked. Look to Jesus. Sure, there's going to be times when you are upset, when things will happen to you. You may be angered. You may be saddened. You may even get depressed and distracted. But you and I have one thing that cannot be taken away. You have been made a part of God's own team. And we're on the winning team. And we are His witnesses. We can say, all my sins have been taken away by Jesus. I know I am forgiven. I know that God will work out every problem that I have, including where I'm going to live eternally. Purpose? We are witnesses. And the world needs to know what we believe, because God is calling everyone to be on His team. And His team is taking us past the Super Bowl. Past the World Series, His team is taking us to eternal life. You have purpose, and you have joy, a joy that never ends. Don't hesitate to witness about Jesus to others, because you're on the winning team. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, today and always. Amen.